Alrighty, we continue here in Focus on this Friday, and glad that it is Friday, that's for sure. And we get to check in with Marie Osborne on a couple of things here. This is the breaking story from our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News. A man from Hawaii is facing serious federal charges after investigators say he targeted our capital and our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, with the violent threats. And WJR's Marie Osborne joins us with the latest details, Marie.
Hi, Paul. So according to federal prosecutors, 48-year-old Ronald Saville, a homeless man living in Honolulu, allegedly sent alarming messages to Michigan State Police and then directly to the governor, outlining plans to travel to Lansing and carry out a mass shooting. Authorities say he also contacted the FBI, expressing intent tied to political motivations, and described research into how he would carry out this attack. He emailed the Michigan State Police last month. He threatened the state capitol, saying he would, quote, walk in with a gun at AR-15 and open fire and kill as many people as possible. I mean what I say. I'm not a joke. Saville has prior history of involving threats against public officials with convictions dating back two decades. Law enforcement tracked him to Texas, where he was taken into custody earlier this week. He's already appeared in federal court. He's expected to be transferred to Hawaii to face charges. And you remember, Paul, that it was in October of 2020 that the FBI revealed a major domestic case involving a plot by people to kidnap Governor Whitmer, allegedly driven by anger over her pandemic policies.
Right. We do remember that. And boy, this is, well, I mean, this is good police work, period. This is very good police work to find someone. And everybody should understand, whether it's the guy that we've seen in the news screaming at ICE agents and saying, you know, people were upset they covered their face. This guy says, I see your face. I'm going to kill you, but I'm also going to kill your family. That guy should go away forever. And this guy should go away forever. And I don't want to hear excuses that he's crazy or anything else, mentally challenged. It doesn't matter. He's a danger. He has stated what he would like to do. And when somebody is stupid enough to have those kinds of plans and then they tell you about it, we should believe them, don't you think?
Yeah, I think absolutely. And that's, I mean, law enforcement clearly believing this and taking this very seriously.
You got to ask yourself why a man from Honolulu would care that much about what our governor in the great state of Michigan is doing. That's the...
Apparently he was originally from Michigan. So, and then how he got to Hawaii, I don't know. How he got to Texas, I don't know. But he's got quite a travel history.
I guess if you figure out how to climb into the wheel well of a jet, you can probably go anywhere.
Yeah.
But oomph. Ah, boy. Did you see that jet the other day where it was just sitting there? And it's one of these, it's a Dreamliner, I think. It's a new jet, not that old. And the front landing gear just collapsed while it was sitting there ready for people to board. Did you see that?
Can you imagine? I would have, if I was stepping into that plane, I would have just grabbed my bag and turned around and said, you know what, I'll drive.
I fear that I wouldn't be flying again either.
Yeah, that was scary.
Bizarre. And then that another one, because they run in threes at least, that the I think it was a United plane. The first one was Lufthansa, of all people. But United, where the guy is coming in so low, he hits a light pole on the expressway before he gets to the runway. And this is not a little guy in a little plane. This is a full-size beautiful full-size jet coming back from some foreign destination, and that could have been such a disaster.
Yeah, did you see that there was dash cam video? I can't remember. It was some kind of delivery driver.
A guy driving a truck?
Yeah. Yes, and he's and all of a sudden you see him just and thank goodness nothing happened to him or anybody else on the roadway. But when you look at the shots, I mean, he was that close over the freeway.
Oh,
I mean, that
unbelievable.
Close.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And the guy, you're right, the dash cam video that's pointed toward the driver, I guess, also, which I usually think is pointed out the window. But he kind of like realizes, he senses this heavy airplane right overhead. He kind of looks up and bam! The light pole goes into his windshield. He goes to the hospital, but he's going to be okay. And thank God, everybody on that plane is okay. All right, America's 250th is coming up. And who better than Marie Osborne to be telling us all about it? You'll be starting to present the special reports, American 250, Michigan Made. When does this begin?
So it'll begin next week. We'll do them a couple times a month. And we've got all kinds of topics. And, most of everything we're going to be proud of, the things that came from Michigan that made an impact on our country in one way or another.
Good for
you. So that's what we're going to do next week, starting next week.
It's going to be on All Talk with Kevin Dietz. It's going to be on Focus with me and JR Afternoon with Ryan Ermani. And we're looking forward to it. Marie, keep up the good work. Another award-winning project from Marie Osborne.
Let's hope so, huh? We put a lot of time into this.
Absolutely. Yes. All right, I'm fine time-wise. All right, Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, as we play a little catch-up on WJR.